our brand new game, let's go right back here and play Plinko.
You're listening to Lingo Plinko, a minisode of the Popaganda Podcast with Shannon Perez Darby and me, Tajmika Torok. In 10 minutes or less, I'll be breaking down the working definitions of the transformative justice terms we use throughout the podcast episodes. For example, you may have noticed that we use the phrase the criminal legal system instead of the criminal justice system. But do you know why?
Put it flat against the board. He kisses it for luck, and here it comes. Here it comes.
The second season of the Popaganda Podcast is finally here. Be sure to check out the episode on Tom Cruise and Scientology. We're going to get a little weird. In our next Lingo Plinko, we're going to talk about the surveillance state through the experiences of the recently released, but not quite free, Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband, Ryan Scott Anderson. Before we do that, we have to talk about why we choose to say the criminal legal system rather than the criminal justice system. The Bureau of Justice defines the criminal justice system as including the police, the court system, and corrections. Their major task is to selectively enforce laws, protect the public, and arrest suspected law violators in the interest of preventing crime. The claim is that U.S. courthouses provide American citizens with a fair trial that determines guilt or innocence, and the correctional system rehabilitates offenders so that law-abiding citizens can return to and contribute meaningfully to their community. All of this in service of the criminal justice system meeting one important goal. Do you know what it is? Can you guess? Hold that thought. An article by Erica Bryant, the Associate Director of Writing at the Vera Institute on Justice, points out that we can't call it the criminal justice system because it does not deliver justice. It would probably be more appropriate to call it the criminal punish Black and Latino people more severely system, or the criminal stay incarcerated because you can't afford bail system, or the criminal pathway to generational trauma and poverty system, or the criminal solitary confinement, torture, and human rights violation system, or the criminal super duper not interested in prosecuting white collar crimes like wage theft. I mean, I could go on and on.
That is so fetch.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
A system that selectively enforces laws is first of all addressing crime after it happens. That's not prevention. And harms people through discrimination, violence, and oppression, cannot promise to give anyone justice. Did you guess the goal of the criminal justice system yet? The reduction of crime in the community. Unfortunately, based on the data, not only is the criminal justice system not reducing crime.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
They are exacerbating it through the over-policing and over-incarceration of Black people, other BIPOC people, and those experiencing poverty, mental illness, housing instability, and drug issues. And it even prevents them from recovering and rejoining the community in meaningful and legal ways by imposing fines, fees, and restrictions on employment and housing. Before we wrap up, some final thoughts from Emily Bryant at Vera Institute for Justice. Throughout history and across the world, false language has facilitated the systemic, inhumane treatment of groups of people. This is certainly the case for people impacted by the U.S. criminal legal system. Words shape how people think, and our speech should recognize that our system of racially biased policing and draconian punishment is not just. Instead, it destroys countless lives and wastes resources while failing to ensure public safety. Acknowledging this with accurate language is one small step toward creating systems that truly deliver justice for all. So what do you think? Are you ready to make the switch? Email us your thoughts or send us a voice memo at popagandapod@gmail.com, and we may read it in an upcoming episode. My name is Tajmika Torok, and this has been a minisode of the Popaganda Podcast. If you love us as much as we love you, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shannon's mom did.
Oh my God, does this mean that the Popaganda Podcast is kid-tested and parent-approved?
If you leave us a few kind words, we may read them in an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening to the Popaganda Podcast, where you are invited to come for the pop culture, but stay for the abolition.